Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Just to give you an update so that you're aware in this coming week, preparing to leave soon, as soon as I finish this up, and for Iowa to help with some storm damage cleanup, partnering with IDES, a great organization. Appreciate so much their work. I'll be out there this coming week, and unsure of availability and timing of internet connections and things. So if I can, I will continue to do these daily devotions online and live, but if you don't see them on a particular morning or any of the mornings, it's probably because I'm not able to get an internet connection. Much of the area is still without power, and since August 10th, and so a lot of unbelievable video and pictures coming out of that area as to what these sustained winds did in many of the communities surrounding Cedar Rapids. And so do appreciate your prayers for safety and effectiveness in accomplishing what God would have done in this cleanup process. Today, as I spend time with God, continuing in the devotional journal, Walk This Way, Finding Your Path in Christ. Today's topic is Walk a Path of Peace. To me, it's an interesting topic. Jesus says, the Bible tells us that to live at peace with everyone is as far as it depends on us. And I love that he puts that qualification on it, because I think you and I, we all know that sometimes there are people who don't want peace. We can do everything in our power and our ability to build bridges, to mend fences, to live at peace with people, and they sometimes have no part of it. But God says, don't give up. Continue to be the peacemaker. Continue to be the one who walks this path of peace. Jesus says that His peace can be with us. He also says that in this world you have trouble, will have trouble, that people will hate you simply because they hate Him. And as I read those words, as I hear those words of Jesus, it begins to sink in that peace may be a rather elusive thing. But we keep on doing our part. But the greatest part of walking a path of peace is walking a path of peace with God. I've used the scripture passage before of the story Jesus tells about a king coming toward you with a huge army. And you do an inventory of what you have and realize you only have half the fighting force that he has. And Jesus asked the question, will you not send a delegation out ahead to seek terms of peace? The unspoken explanation is to seek terms of peace instead of being annihilated. And then the catch, the rest of the story. Jesus says, in the same way, whoever does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. In the same way, in that military story of seeking peace and in a sense requiring full surrender, Jesus says, if you want to seek peace with God, you must give up yourself. You must surrender completely. Everything belongs to God now. And He'll give you peace. Now, one of the things about surrendering to a force that you live by their rules. And if it's a cruel and wicked force, it can be a very hard time of life. But if it's a good, benevolent force, life can become even better. And so when you hear, unless you give up everything, you cannot be my disciple. Our American mindset hears that and we think, well, I don't know that I want to give up everything. I don't know that I want peace that badly. And then we study the nature of this God that we're surrendering everything to, and we think, wow, I actually come out ahead. I have peace. I have peace with this ruler, with God Himself. I have abundant blessings. I have life eternal. I have more than I ever could have earned or obtained on my own. And so as we walk this path of peace, we begin by making peace with God on His terms, according to His word, according to the blood of His Son Jesus, who cleanses us from all unrighteousness and brings peace between us and God. You see, that's the beginning point. Without that, peace among brothers and sisters, among fellow human beings, is pretty elusive and rather tentative at best. It only takes one little misspoken word, one misunderstood action, one forgotten deed, and peace can evaporate in an instant. But peace with God? When it's God that's working on our behalf to secure and hold fast to that peace, we can live with confidence, knowing that He's a God that loves us beyond measure. Today, as we spend some time praying, consider the level of peace that you feel, that you believe that you have between you and God. Do you have enough peace that you're able to talk with God about everything, anything, all the details of what goes on in the world that you live in? Or are there some things that you just assume He didn't know? Surprise, He knows anyhow. We live that way in our families, don't we? We live that way in the world. The secrets that everybody knows that nobody talks about because, well, we'll just pretend it doesn't exist. But our peace with God ought to bring us a comfort level of saying, I can discuss this with God and I can look to Him for answers and resolution. Does the peace that you live with each day begin with a foundation of a peace with God? This says no matter what today brings, if I finish the day holding on to God, I'll be okay. I don't want to get sick. I've been sick before with various things that were not pleasant. But I believe, and even in the midst of great sickness, because I've experienced great sickness, I can find peace with God. And that peace can overcome so many other elements of life that try to press us down, God calls us to not only walk a path of peace with Him, but to walk a path of peace with people. And what does that look like? Well, I think it would begin by putting a guard on our lips and on our fingertips and social media accounts. There are things that I would love to type out in response to stuff that I read. And that guard of God's word and His Spirit says, no, that's not, that will not contribute to peace. That really becomes antagonistic toward them. It may be true, it may not be at times. It may be how I feel, but is it helpful for the building up of the hearer, the reader? You see, that's the criteria that God's Word tells us to use. Not simply what is true. He does say to speak what is true. He says, but to speak that which is beneficial, that builds up those who hear. And we can use truth in a pretty damaging way with no intent for it to be beneficial or to build up those who are listening. We can use it as a clumsy weapon to beat people with. And walking this path of peace says, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to correct when needed, gently and in love and in private. And I'm going to deal with people with the same grace and compassion and mercy and forgiveness that God has used in dealing with me. And I'm going to see myself accurately as how much in need that I am, that I have been, and that I will continue to be of all of this from God. Today, as we spend time praying, ask God to help you to see the level of peace that you live with between you and Him. Ask Him to help you to see the level of peace that you have with family members, with fellow church members, with the world at large, with your coworkers. And ask Him to help you to evaluate if you've done everything that depends upon you to live at peace with one another. Would you pray with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that not only loves us immensely, but has created a means of peace between us and You. Even while we were Your enemies, You sent Your Son Jesus to die, to shed His blood, to have His life poured out, to bring peace between those of us, of mankind, all of us who have broken Your laws, and Yourself who have lived perfectly. Father, as we seek to find this path of peace, to walk on this path of peace, may we constantly evaluate the peace that we have with You. May we recognize the need for full and complete surrender of everything, every aspect, every detail of our life. May we trust Your goodness to actually improve our life as we surrender everything. And Father, as we live with this peace that only You can give, may we be mindful of how we walk a path of peace with the people around us. May You guard our words, whether spoken or typed out or shared on social media, whatever means that we're using them. May You guard them that they would only be what is beneficial to those who would hear or read or see them. May You guard our mouth, our tongue. May You guard our actions that the things that we say and do would be that which brings and promotes and grows peace. Father, help us to examine ourselves with the help of your Spirit to find areas that we need to repent of, to change, to make right. Things in our life that have become a hindrance to peace. Whether it's a hindrance to the peace that we have with you or a hindrance to the peace we have with others. And Father, even as we live in this world that you tell us will be filled with trouble, will be filled with hatred, may we live at peace with everyone that we can as far as it depends upon us. May we not use the excuse of others to justify our own hatred, our own lack of peace. Father, may we look to your word for direction and guidance and insight in how to live with peace. How to trust you more fully every day. How to gain through surrender. Father, may you forgive us for the times that we try to bully people into agreeing with us. That we try to use tactics that are not peaceful at all. Father, as your children, may we be known as peacemakers. As those that have found peace in this life. And Father, may that peace be so visible and vibrant in us that the very process of living in such a way would lift up Jesus. That many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. I do hope and pray that you're able to worship God together with others today, whether you're able to do that in person or through online services, on your own or with family or small groups. I know here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, we're meeting in person. We're also streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. And for those that are not yet comfortable in coming out or simply can't. And if your church does not have an in-person or an online option, feel free to check out our Deer Run Church of Christ Facebook page. And follow along and worship God with us. I do pray that today your day is greatly blessed by God, so that not only can you be a blessing to others, but that you can live at peace. Have a great day.